Chapter 3. K.K.K. Sherlock Holmes sat silently and watched the fire. Then he said to me, "John Openshaw is in real danger. Why did his uncle Elias have to leave America?" "Because he had enemies. When he came back to England, he was afraid. That's why he lived a lonely life and locked all his doors so carefully. Now, where did those letters come from? Did you see?"
"The first from Pondicherry in India, the second from Dundee in Scotland, and the third from East London," I answered.
"Does that tell you anything?" asked Holmes.
"They're all seaports.
The writer was on a ship when he wrote the letters," I replied. I was pleased with my answer.
"Very good, Watson," said Holmes.
"Somebody sent some pips from India and arrived 7 weeks later to kill Uncle Elias. Then he sent some pips from Scotland and arrived 3 days later to kill John's father. You see why I'm worried now? He has sent pips to John from London. John's enemy is in London already."
"Good God, Holmes," I cried. "Who is this man?"
"More than one man, I think. They belong to the Ku Klux Klan. That explains the KKK. Haven't you ever heard of it? It's a very secret group of Americans from the South. They wanted to stop equality for black people and to kill anyone who didn't agree with them. The police couldn't stop them, but in 1869, Uncle Elias, who belonged to this secret group, suddenly left America with all their papers. And so, the group could not go on. Of course, the group wanted to get the papers back. You remember the half-burnt paper? That was Uncle Elias's American diary. While he was working for the KKK, he sent the pips to frighten those three men. Two left the country, but one didn't. So, the KKK finished business with him. Or killed him. The KKK always worked like that."
"Well, I hope they won't kill young Openshaw," I said.